morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Who do we have on this morning? I thought Char would be back for sure, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
Oh, my goodness. She must have left this planet. I was not expecting this again, but I guess nobody else is here to do it. So here I am again, guys. Who do we have on the call this morning?
So, D. Cop from Wichita.
Maria Talamo from Cedar Park, Texas.
Hey, who is from Wichita?
Joe.
Joe, hi. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who else?
This is Darlene from California.
Who else? I heard a man.
It's Dennis at Focus on Growth.
Hey, Dennis. Who else? How is everybody this morning? This is Nancy, and I'm in Whitby and expecting snowy Cleveland. Not a good sign. That means everything is going to just turn white. Oh, well. What's going on with you guys today? Am I going to have to talk to myself? Come on, guys. I need some help. Anybody have anything over the weekend that we need to talk about? Okay. Is everybody doing spectacularly with the new lifestyle program? Anybody else want to say hello? There's some more
deep. Hey, it's Maria from Cedar Park.
I have a challenge this weekend. I went camping with my sons, and I've been doing real good with, you know, whole food plant-based all week long. I want to go camping, and you know sometimes when you're under stress, you regret. Well, I'm in the store, and I'm thinking, okay, what do I need to pack? And I'm thinking things like cheese and hot dogs, you know,
oh,
animal protein, bad stuff. And during the weekend, you know, I guess I was probably, I don't know, 85% whole food plant-based with what we were eating. But there was a little bit of animal protein in there, you know, some of the traditional camping stuff. And I was thinking to myself all weekend, why am I doing this?
Mm.
Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do this, you know. And it's probably just takes a little bit more advanced planning.
True.
Did you? You don't fall back into old habits.
Did you feel any different from eating that kind of food?
Yeah. You know, not as good.
Uh-huh. It's interesting, when you said camping, the first thing that pops into my mind is a can of beans.
And
I don't camp, so this is probably from seeing it on movies or on TV or something, because I don't,
mm-hmm.
But that was the first thing I thought of, watching them warm beans over a campfire.
And you know, I did that. I made a big pot of like 15 bean soup with tomatoes during the week, you know, so I would have it all cooked and ready to go, and I brought some with me.
Oh, good.
I did have that for one of the meals, you know, but I don't know, it's like sometimes you do things, you fall back into old patterns in certain situations, you know.
I always say old habits die hard.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you take the easy route and what everybody else is doing. But you knew that today you could get back on what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the good part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't beat yourself up over it.
Right.
Today's another day.
That's right.
Anybody else have any challenges this weekend?
I just didn't mean.
Go ahead, darling.
We went down to Woodland because my grandson had a baseball tournament for 2 days, and so we stayed overnight in the hotel and everything. And, you know, I was thinking that when it comes to eating anything other than the way we're eating, I just look at it as it's just something not good for me. That do I want to be sick and eat that, or do I want to feel good?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they're just not a challenge anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We had a barbecue at the midday at lunch, you know, and there was all these different things. And what I had was a little bit of potato salad, and I had some pasta salad, and I had gotten a Mandarin salad from the fast food, and I had that, and it was delicious. And I look at all these other people that are really overweight, and they're complaining that they don't feel good, and they're eating all this stuff. So for me, it just is black and white. It just doesn't bother me at all.
That's like a no-brainer for you.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know.
You made the best of what you had.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And do I just plan, you know?
Yeah.
What I used to do whenever we would stop at the fast foods and things is just, like, that's in the past. I'll never, ever do that again.
Mm-hmm. Form some very healthy new habits. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You don't change, you don't break habits. You form stronger new ones.
Right. Right.
We went out for dinner with our son and daughter-in-law Saturday night to a steakhouse. And there was no entree on the menu at all. I had a wonderful dinner. I had a salad, and I ordered a sweet potato and it was dry. I ordered a portion of steamed with no butter broccoli, and I had a rice thing that was delicious, and I said, I don't want any butter on it. It was really good. I was so full afterwards, I probably should have taken something home, but it was really good, and they all had their prime rib and steak, and I was fine. So it
yeah,
can be
I've been thinking, this is Darlene again, I was thinking about Thanksgiving coming up.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about, I always prepare the big Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know, I'll still go ahead and prepare everything for everybody, but I will just not have that.
Yeah, I told my husband I'm going to make a much smaller turkey because he does not like turkey. He will eat it once a year.
Uh-huh.
And the kids are going to have to take home all the turkey that's left because I don't want it here. Nobody's going to eat it.
Right.
So I will definitely get a smaller turkey. And there's enough of the other stuff that I won't miss it. And you know what? I may even taste it. And that's okay. For me.
That's true. That's true.
You know, we all make choices, and one day is not going to kill me, I don't think. If I'm not back next after Thanksgiving, you'll know it did. But, you know.
I still remember the feeling, though, of after eating some of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I have to think of that.
I think whatever it is that we gorge ourselves to on holidays like that.
Right.
So, you know, as long as you don't do that. But there's enough, certainly, that we can choose, especially when we're the one who's making it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I just feel really blessed that I found this new way.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it, darling?
Since May 28th.
So you were one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is your family also, any of them?
No. My grandchildren, I have my son and daughter-in-law that live with me, the two grandchildren. And my grandchildren pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night we stopped on the way back and we stopped at Applebee's. And I ordered some pasta with, and they told them to put the chicken on the side so somebody else could have it.
Mm-hmm.
And broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaughter ordered the same thing.
Wow.
So I know it's being observed.
How old is she?
She's 13.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. The broccoli that I had Saturday night looked like it had been cooked in Alkenzen. What did yours look like?
Oh, it was very pretty.
Yeah. I don't know what they did to make it look so good.
Yeah.
It was not all limp and blah.
Yeah.
You know, it was a perfect green color.
Yeah.
I was impressed. Anybody else do something this weekend that we can talk about?
Nancy?
Yeah.
This is Bonnie. I'm sorry I got on a little bit late.
Hi, Bonnie.
My question is, that Saturday's call, somebody had cerebral palsy, and was that recorded?
Whose call are you talking about?
Saturday morning's call.
Nancy's call?
Yeah. There was a doctor and a nurse on, Mary Dean, and name is Gloria. Gloria. Yeah.
Bonnie.
Yes.
That was Ruth's call, and it's, I think, Blue Ribbon Video, but I looked last night and it wasn't up there yet. And that's that Gloria Arrowsmith that we've all seen her picture.
Okay. Yeah.
Whose life was changed so much.
Okay.
And so just kind of watch Blue Ribbon Video, because I know he was there setting up the recording at the beginning, so.
Mary Lou?
Yeah?
Have they changed the number of her call? I tried at the same number as this, was 62862 pound, and that's not, there was nobody there.
It was at 8:30.
8:30 your time?
Uh-huh, 10:30
is. 8. It didn't.
Oh, that's why you missed it. No, it was 8:30.
It's always been 8:30?
No, she didn't have it every week. She just had it.
Saturday of the month.
Yeah, I don't know what time it always is, but this one, the email said it was 8:30, and it was 8:30.
Is it an hour call?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
very good call. She went over her nutritional flip charts, nutritional thing. And you can get that from Blue Ribbon Video.
Okay.
If you go into Blue Ribbon on the left-hand column and it says free documents,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
can click there and go in, and he's got the nutritional and the RIP.
Oh.
Our RIP. Both those presentations that Ruth did are both on there now.
Wow.
Great. It was great. And then the call, she went through the flip charts with the nutritional, and yeah, it was great. She had Gloria on there.
And you said it's on the left side of Blue Ribbon webpage?
Yeah, when you go to blueribbonvideo.com, on the left-hand side, there's something there. I think it says free documents. And if you click on there, it takes you to both of those presentations.
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Helpful. I kept calling back, and I'm thinking, what am I missing here? This is the second time this has happened to me, so I didn't realize it was at 8:30. Okay.
So, Bonnie, do you not have Gloria's picture?
No. I mean, I don't know how to do that. Or what I'm supposed to do to get it.
If I sent you an email with her picture on it, would you be able to open it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Tell us all the things that she had. You guys, I'm going to have to go back on mute. I'm trying to get a few things done around here this morning. I'm going to be gone out of town tomorrow on Mondays. But I did hear that, so I spoke up. Great ideas about Thanksgiving. I gave the whole dinner to my daughter-in-law. I told her I would bring a turkey, though, and I'm gonna go get the organic, fresh. Never have done that in my life, but I'm gonna do that, and it's gonna be much smaller.
That's the kind I've been buying for a long time.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been buying fresh for years, but you know, it's worth the extra. You only do it once or twice a year, so why not?
That's right. That's right. So how big do they come? Because I just got a coupon for $5 off, but the maximum was 16 pounds.
Is this just for you and your son and his two kids?
No. She's got her mother and...
Oh, they usually do run smaller than you can get in the regular...
Well, that's what I told Larry, but I thought if they're not full of fat and injected with all that stuff, there's probably every bit as much meat on them.
Makes a difference, and I can't stand the taste when they... squirt all that garbage into it.
I know.
Buying fresh for years. 16 is a good size turkey.
Yeah, well, there's going to be, let's see, 5, 6, 7, about 15 people.
And how many are not eating turkey?
1, 2. Larry and I.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough other. I would think a 16 should still be fine, but don't ask, maybe, I don't know. Sometimes two smaller ones might be better.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you can't, when you go to buy it.
Pardon me?
How many of those are kids?
Several. Let me see. 5. So it's actually 8 adults that will be eating turkey.
I would think.
And I'm leaving all the leftovers, so.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a good suggestion for a vegetarian, cool vegetarian Thanksgiving entree?
Well, do you see the, let me see, I sent out that newsletter the other day for Mary McDougall's entire recipe thing. Did you guys get that? It was in her newsletter?
How do I get on your newsletter email list?
Who is this?
Maria from Cedar Park, Maria Salomo.
Okay, Maria, could you send me an email? And if you do it here real quickly before I leave town, I'll get it off to you.
Great.
My email address is Rairdons, which is R-A-I-R, D like dog, O, N like Nancy, S like Sam, at Comcast.net.
Great. I will do that. Thanks.
And just put lifestyle on the subject line and or add me to your list or something like that, and I'll look for it here this morning.
Great.
Okay, so you need the... There were lots of ideas. Did you guys look at that? Good grief. If I was having it here at my house, I probably would have tried a bunch of those recipes. I loved it. She said, this is what you do 3 days ahead. This is what you do the day before. Oh, my gosh. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's the kind of planning I need. You know?
Yeah. Me too. So, okay, you guys, I'm going back on you.
Thanks for all that, Mary Lou.
Okay, good job.
Okay, anyone have any other challenges, questions? I stood and made chili yesterday. I made three huge pots, and it took me 3 hours to cut up all of the green peppers and the onions, and I threw in some of the ground-up soy, which is the first time I've ever made chili without meat. And my husband even said last night, this is good. So we are stocked with chili for a while. But it takes a long time to cut up all those veggies. Anyway, there was an article in our paper last week sometime about green grocers and showing the top markets for organics that I found interesting. Of course, Cleveland is not one of the top 10. It was number 44 out of however many. Interestingly, the top one is in San Francisco. Seattle, Tacoma is the second. Portland is third. Washington, D.C. and Denver are tied for 4 and 5. San Diego, 6. Austin, Texas, 7. Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, California, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Boston, Phoenix, Atlanta, L.A., Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Colorado, Spokane. Interesting how it's mostly on the both coasts. Number 23 is Minneapolis, and that's the only one in the middle of the country and kind of around the whole bottom of the country. So the whole middle part of the country has very little green grocers. I don't know whether this has to do with, part of it probably is the way we think and the availability of produce maybe in the winter. I don't know. How does Minneapolis get away with it? I don't know.
Do they list the name of the store?
No. But at the beginning it says, sales, as an industry, sales are expected to top $18 billion this year, with a B, double the digit from a decade ago. And it's not, they don't expect it to slow down at all. Oh, they did. They listed most popular organic grocery stores. I'm sorry. Walmart, Supercenters, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Costco, and Super Target. So, went on to say, in order to meet it, which is fueling one of the most sought-after consumers for stores selling groceries and food items. Organic food buyers tend to be more concerned about healthy living, more affluent, and more willing to spend for fruits and veggies grown without certain fertilizers. West Coast is a stronghold, and I mentioned all those cities. So I guess that it certainly is available. Fruits and veggies are 39% of, it says what to buy. Average weekly household grocery bill for organics is $127, which is about 10% higher than the national norm of $115. And the biggest portion goes to fruits and veggies with 39%, 15% for dairy, 14% for beverages, packaged and prepackaged is 13%, breads and grains is 10%, others, snacks, meat, fish, poultry, condiments is 9%. And I'm looking at this, and certainly for us, fruits and veggies would be a lot higher than 39% because we don't use a lot of the other portions here. The only other one we use is bread and greens. So we're helping to boost this, that's for sure. Makes grocery shopping so much easier. I I just walk in the store and I don't have to go up and down aisles or even go to the back of the store anymore. It's really amazing. So, anybody have a recipe that has worked for them? Okay. Anyone have any questions or concerns?
This is Onita. Did anybody see the, they had a PBS show on about some guy back east that, Virginia or someplace, that had talked some of the tobacco farmers into switching to growing organic vegetables instead?
Wow.
And they said it's working and they're making more money that way than when they were growing tobacco.
How neat is that?
That's really neat.
Oh, in the east, you said?
Yeah, I thought it was in Virginia or someplace, where, you know, prime tobacco country.
Wow, that's great. No, I didn't see that. I did finally watch Dr. Oz from last Thursday. One of the tests that he said to see how healthy you are, you should be able to walk a quarter of a mile in 5 minutes. And so might be something you want to check out. It was a really good program. And by the way, he will be back on Oprah again today. I don't know. He's on like all the time now, it seems like. But it's always, he has amazing information for those of you who don't get to watch it. It's certainly worth taping if you can.
We had something on the news, Nancy, this is Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
On the news this weekend about an E. coli problem in the east, kind of the middle and then the east. Well, Dr. Naidu worked with that in the west. That he did his only affect that side of the country when he worked with the E. coli?
Your line has been muted.
Don't know.
I just know that he went into the meatpacking plant in Kansas or somewhere and they solved it. But now we're having it all on the other side of the country.
I did see something that they were recalling meat. Now, was that a new one again? Or?
Yeah, it's in Sam's Club. Has got... hamburger patties that are contaminated.
And where is this again now?
Well, all the middle states.
Okay, because I thought, it doesn't concern me, I don't need to watch it. I don't eat that anyway, but, so it's a new one again. Boy,
great. But
unbelievable.
It isn't the east.
Yeah.
The west side is the east side now.
Hmm.
I thought it was solved.
For the minute. I read last week, I think it was, that we talked about a little bit how little is actually tested by the FDA. And so are they self-testing? Obviously, you know, if they're not responsible people who are running these plants, this is what happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if there is a spray, you know, he came up with a spray and all the meat is supposed to be sprayed with it and that would end the problem. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. If you go to his website, I think you can nose around in there and find the documents where several articles about the his thing that came up that was thought that stopped the E. coli. The beef was actually supposed to be sprayed in the plant, so I don't know.
What's in the spray, Mary Lou?
I do not know.
Okay.
Maybe you could read it. You know, I can't read every single thing I get. I just read it. I'm one of those people that,
yeah.
You know, maybe it's lactoferrin. Maybe, I think it probably was. I don't know.
Yeah. It's starting. Yeah, I think it was a form of the lactoferrin.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that's what it was. Thanks, Darlene.
I thought the lactoferrin.
The problem is that people are not using his products.
That's right. It would end the problem if they would use it. So.
Wow. I knew that the taking of the lactoferrin was helpful to not get it, but I didn't realize that he was actually using it.
Oh, there's many kinds of lactoferrin. There's 20-some kinds of different kinds of lactoferrin. So many, many, many different uses. We're just at the beginning of the breakthrough of the replenishments that we're going to get. But, yeah, go to his website and, you know, read about all of the things that he's done.
Spend a week there.
Yeah. Bonnie, was it? This was Bonnie Johnson that asked for that thing, right? Okay, it's already gone. And then, Mary Lou, I got your note.
And I think Mary Lou's on today.
I think she might be.
Oh
maybe. Maybe not.
Okay,
she sent me an email and asked me to add her to Liz. So I just
I've been encouraging her to do that.
Okay, good.
Something sending her, yeah.
Okay, and I got Maria's, so I'm back on mute. Bye.
Anyone else have any other information?
I think that they also had, this is Darlene, I think they also had a recall on the pepperoni pizzas.
That was it, too.
Tortellini or something like that type of frozen pizza. They were, I mean, a lot of them.
Out of one ear, I heard that, and I thought,
well,
I don't eat that either, and I never did anyway. But, yeah, isn't it? So much of this stuff just keeps happening, and unfortunately, we still have family members who are partaking. So, you know, it's kind of a divided line here, but what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they not doing with our food is the better question that they need to be doing to monitor the quality that we're getting.
I think the bottom line is their
Bottom line is their money. That's the whole bottom line.
Yep, they cut their caution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to make as much money as they can, as quickly as they can. And, oh, well, so we lose a few people in the way.
Many young families that have freezers full of pizza.
Yeah.
Scary. And wasn't that also E. coli, you guys? I can't remember.
Yes, it was E. coli.
That's what I thought. On the cheese, wasn't it? Or was it the pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Oh, my.
The frosting again.
It's pretty scary when you think about what could happen with our food. And until somebody important gets really sick, nothing is done. And again, it's a money issue with the government that they don't have the money to monitor all this stuff. It's where we put our priorities, I guess. Anyone else have anything that they want to share from the weekend or anything else? Okay, well, we are at the bottom of the hour. I forgot to do the opening statement, but I'll do the closing one. I want to thank all of our active pilot study group for your time and commitment to the program. And thank all of you, whether you were a guest listening or somebody who participated this morning. I really appreciate your participation. It makes my job a lot easier. If you have any questions or comments, either go back to the person who invited you on the call or come back on these calls tomorrow and you know, ask your questions, because that's what we're here for. We all learn from everybody's questions. I don't have all the answers, and certainly we are all learning and traveling this journey together. So thanks, everybody, again, for all of your participation. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.